For the curious.
Streaming countrywide on the 702 app.
It's 25 minutes before 9 o'clock. Let's head into this SOE now. From one embattled state-owned entity to another, and this time it's PetroSA. The Auditor General has raised concerns over its ability to continue operating in future, but also low crude oil prices are taking their toll on the national oil company. But the entity has reported a 1.4 billion rand loss for the 2016-2017 financial year. So things not looking there good there as well. So let's speak now to Sikonathi Mantshantsha, who's the Financial Mail Deputy Editor. Sikonathi, thank you so much for your time. Welcome to the Karima Brown Show.
Greetings, Clement, and greetings, Johannesburg.
So I was reading your piece today, and you argue that PetroSA is actually dead. Why do you believe so?
Clement, PetroSA, as has South African Airways and the SABC, and indeed Eskom, have been dead for quite a while. But for you and I, the taxpayers, in the case of PetroSA, the company has run out of gas, which it converts. It digs up gas from under the Indian Ocean in Mossel Bay, and it feeds into a plant that converts it to vehicle fuel, you're using petrol and jet fuel. But it has run out of stock and sunk 15 billion rand trying to find additional gas stocks in the vicinity where Total has discovered apparently huge reserves of gas. So the company we are talking about, PetroSA, does not have any business to exist particularly come July 2020, when the gas it has been using finally runs out. It has been bankrupt and making losses. It's carrying on because the Energy Department has been giving guarantees and indeed paying its liabilities.
So does it have anything to do also, Sikonathi, with the kind of corruption that we see at the utility? Because I remember the Hawks investigating a case of fraud and corruption by senior staff members at the company.
The cost for all this state of affairs that we are talking about at PetroSA, at Denel, at the SAPC, at South African Airways, and other companies I may not have mentioned, owned by the state. The reason they are in such a situation is corruption. So you do know you've just mentioned one example of corruption investigations into PetroSA. The insulting thing is that not a single one of those investigations ever resulted in anyone being charged, let alone being found guilty. Because, as we now know through the Zondo Commission, and indeed the Mokoro Commission of Inquiry, we now know that the law enforcement agencies have been captured. So the cause for this current state of affairs, the reason you were having this discussion with Dr. Fikeni earlier about Eskom is corruption.
Yeah.
It's the same reason for the SAPC, for Denel, for PetroSA.
So how would PetroSA then help rescue Eskom? I mean, there were reports that the company was in talks with Eskom to supply it with diesel to prevent further electricity cuts. But it seems the entity has its own problems. So how feasible is it that with the problems that it currently has, it can somehow extend the helping hand to another crisis-riddled state-owned enterprise?
Clement, when we talk about PetroSA helping Eskom, that we are not talking about PetroSA going out of its way to help Eskom. That company produces petrol and diesel. That's its job. So Eskom has been buying the petrol and diesel when PetroSA was able to supply it. As I have stated now, it's not in a position to supply that diesel to Eskom because it has leased out its own facilities. It does not have the capacity to supply diesel to Eskom. Eskom needs the diesel because it has got the Enkolog station and the Khorikwa. Those are all on the coast. PetroSA's job is to supply diesel, if not to Eskom, to anyone who will buy. It does have a few service stations of its own.
Yeah.
So when we talk about Petro SA helping Eskom, no, it's Petro SA finding a customer for its, a bulk customer for its business.
Yeah.
And that would have been Eskom. But it is unable to do so because its own facilities are not available. They have been leased out to another company.
Yeah. I mean, I mentioned your the column that you wrote today, and you ended that piece with the words, the less said about Eskom, the better, but we have to get into it, don't we? Because that's another SOE that's in deep, serious crisis. Were you as disappointed like everyone else? I mean, people had expected the president to announce concrete plans to save the power utility, and all he announced was another committee, this time a cabinet committee that will be led by Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa. Were you disappointed by that announcement?
No, I wasn't. I was actually expecting something back lane. The unfortunate situation in South Africa at the moment, in the past 24 years, is that the African National Congress, which the people elected to power, cannot govern, or so it thinks, without the help of COSATU and the trade unions that belong to the Federation COSATU.
Mm.
So anything they do, COSATU basically has to give them permission. You do know that it is COSATU trade unions that fire and dismiss ministers in education. I'm talking about SATU. Nobody will come in on an ANC ticket and say, we will do what the reality demands. We will do what the economic reality demands. What the economic reality demands is that Eskom should be run like a proper company, which is able to make its own profit so that it can pay for itself. What the economy, what the reality demands is that Eskom should be run like a proper company where people don't wantonly steal money as they do now. But Eskom, of course, should not hire 15 people to do the job of one as it does now. So any president, any government that is going to fix that will have to unshackle itself from its labor allies. COSATU and the NUM, which are organizing at Eskom and NUMSA, only exist to provide services to members of a trade union. If they did not say, look, if they agreed with the president that Eskom needs to be restructured, Eskom needs to be streamlined into a proper organization, Eskom employs 16,000, too many people. If they agreed with that sentiment, with that reality, there would be no trade union. So they are only doing a service to their members. But the government, which is led now by Cyril Ramaphosa, has got a huge problem in the sense that it must still keep Eskom going, and it must give Eskom a whole lot more money. The government doesn't have the money. If, like Pravin Gordhan said, if Eskom does not receive another bailout in the next 2 months, Eskom will be dead. But the workers under organized under the trade unions will not hear of anything that makes them actually get up and work. Like where you are right now, you have to deliver and produce. At Eskom, you don't have to. And COSATU is never going to allow that to happen, especially as it controls the ruling party.
But surely that can be how you run the country, especially when you are faced with the kind of challenges and the crisis that Eskom is facing. Do you think that there's a realization on the part of the president that we are in a crisis, that Eskom is on the brink of collapse? Because by mere fact that he didn't make any drastic announcement as he promised today, he seems to be bucking under pressure, the pressure that's coming from the unions, and saying that the finance minister will be the one that makes the announcement on how this power utility will be rescued. Do you think he's somehow being pressured and he's feeling that pressure, and that's why he's staying away from making those bold decisions?
Of course he is. COSATU has already said it would have to rethink its support for the ANC in the upcoming election. This is the problem with democracy, and I'm not at all suggesting that we should have anything other than democracy. Cyril Ramaphosa knows if he had to make the only decision that he has to make, he will be history, like Thabo Mbeki. Thabo Mbeki was fired by the ANC because He knew what reality is, and he needed to deliver on reality for the betterment of South Africa. Cyril Ramaphosa has just come in, and his grip on power is quite tenuous at best. So the reason he will go out of his way to tell people that we are not privatizing, there will be no job losses, is because exactly because his colleagues will fire him if he makes any other decision.
Yeah.
Let me repeat again now. If Cyril Ramaphosa ever stood up and repeated what Eskom has already said, by the way, many times, that there are too many people that work there, they need to cut the numbers in order for the costs for the company to be able to carry itself, to wash its own face. If Cyril Ramaphosa ever repeated that, Eskom has said it many times, Cyril Ramaphosa will be fired by COSATU and leftist allies in the ANC. So it's a survival kind of situation where he has to choose the ANC staying in power or South Africa surviving.
Sikonathi Mantshantsha, thank you so much for your time. He's the financial mail deputy editor. It's